Now, this is the ideal time to tell you guys that I love to meet fans after the show. I like when people come up and say, Anthony, you're a genius. Anthony, best show I've ever seen. And that's it. I don't ever want to hear anything else. If you've got a bone to pick with me over something I've said tonight, instead, you should just shut the fuck up. Because seriously, I know more about comedy than you do. And you came to see me. Like I said, shut the fuck up. But still, you know, after I've just said all that, you still feel like you need to come up and bitch. Well, then I will be as polite as I can possibly be. However, it is ill-advised. Because you will end up as a joke in my act. Much like the blind guy who came up and complained to me in Seattle after a show. He walked up and said, Anthony, Anthony. Why didn't you tell any blind jokes tonight? I came here to hear blind jokes tonight. And I said, well, here's a blind joke. Another good one for me was the lesbian in Portland who ran up after a show. And I know she was a lesbian because she ran up and yelled out, Anthony, I'm a lesbian. And I thought you were really funny tonight, but you're just lucky you didn't make any lesbian jokes up there. Because I would have gotten really mad if you had made fun of any lesbians tonight. And I wanted to say to her, hey, do you realize that that makes you a terrible person and that you have no sense of humor? Plus, you're an idiot. If you felt okay laughing at all the other messed up things I joked about, but you'd have gotten really upset if I'd made fun of you or something you cared about. You know? And I was gonna say all that, but then I remembered Anthony. She's a lesbian. She knows. My second favorite post-show interaction of all time had to be, was in Boston. Years ago, and a very drunk girl, they're always very drunk, ran up to me. And she screams out, you should never make fun of the Holocaust. And I said, why? You know, just to be a dick. And she says, because I lost family in the Holocaust. And I said, well, you don't look Jewish. And she said, listen, asshole, there are certain lines you're not supposed to cross. Certain boundaries you're never supposed to push. And I said, hey, 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 I just gave you a compliment. But my favorite, the best, most unbeatable, never gonna happen again post-show interaction of all time had to be just about a year ago. I was performing in Orlando, Florida, home of Casey Anthony. And this is right after the trial, like immediately after the trial. And I said, listen, everybody, I don't understand what the big deal is here. Of course, Casey Anthony is innocent. If she's guilty of anything, it's killing her baby. Now, after the show, I'm taking pictures, signing tits, you know how it is. and a guy walks up to me, totally sober looking, very upset. And he says, "You need to do me a favor," which is a terrible way to start. He says, "You need to never tell another Casey Anthony joke ever again." And I said, "Why?" "You know, just to be a dick." And he says, "I'll never forget this." He says, "Because her daughter, Kaylee Anthony, is my niece." And I said, "Bullshit." At which point he takes out his phone, sadly hits a couple buttons, and he shows me a picture of him holding little Kaylee Anthony in happier times, of course. And he says, "See? See, you son of a bitch." And I said, "No, man, I believe you. I just mean she was your niece." Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you so much.